Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Herman Franks. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon strikes out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Evers. The throw from Franks and he is out, Joost applying the tag. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a line drive towards short. Lapon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vico for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift strikes out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake bunts towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. Lepon moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vallow bunts in front of the plate. Swift fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman bunts towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Lake covering, for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a line drive into center field. Evers picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Evers. Vallow scores. York moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Athletics. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. York scores. Two outs. It's 2 to nothing, Athletics. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0 for 1 in the game. Franks takes first base on ball 4. White moves to third. Suter moves to second. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. Suter scores. Franks moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-2 in the game. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Evers moves to second. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico hits a ball on the ground towards first. York fields it and throws to second for the out. Evers moves to third. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman bunts towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Lake covering, for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. York strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lapon takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0-for-1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lapon moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Franks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vico scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franks for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-2 in the game. Vico hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Coleman moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball towards left. Wirtz catches it and throws to Lake, who relays to Vico to double up Joost. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Wakefield pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Dick Wakefield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wakefield strikes out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lepon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. York hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. York moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Suter takes first base on ball 4. York moves to third. White moves to second. Herman Franks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Franks hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-3 in the game. Vico takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to second. Paul Campbell pinch runs for Sam Vico. Fred Hutchinson pinch hits for Bob Swift. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson takes first base on ball 4. Evers moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Neil Berry pinch runs for Fred Hutchinson. Eddie Mayo pinch hits for Al Benton. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.